You are listening to Radio GT. In this transmission beamed to North America, we'll first bring you the news. Then our new regular program, Selected Readings from Magdalene's Work, in which you will hear a rebroadcast of a famous article by Comrade Mao Zedong, research on an investigation of the peasants' movement in Hunan.
Here are the headlines in today's news.
In Peking, leading candidates of the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party and of various departments received on Monday afternoon more than 100,000 commanders and fighters of the Chinese People's Liberation Army and the party and the government functionaries who took part in taking care of the revolutionary students and teachers and the Red Guards from all parts of the country. Wednesday's Peking Press marked the 27th anniversary of the publication of Chairman Mao Zedong's article in memory of Norman Bashir. Vice Premier and Minister of National Defense, Ling Biao, has extended a warm list of congratulations to the 22nd anniversary of the founding of the Vietnam People's Army. The U.S. imperialist frantic bombing of Hanoi and the Chinese embassy there has been strongly condemned by Chinese revolutionary students and teachers and Red Guards now on the Mao Marsh journey. Our Iranian party and state leaders heartily reached the 6th anniversary of the South Vietnam National Front celebration in a message to President Nguyen Phu Thuc. The Political Bureau of the Belgian Communist Party issued a communique recently strongly condemning the U.S. imperialist wanton bombing of Hanoi and the Chinese embassy. The Foreign Affairs Bureau of Guangdong Province has notified the Portuguese authorities in Macau to implement without reservations and within the time limits the four-point proposition put forward in the Bureau statement. Now, here is the news. In Peking, leading members of the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party and of various departments received on Monday afternoon more than 100,000 commanders and fighters of the Chinese People's Liberation Army and functionaries of party and government organizations who have taken part in the colossal work of taking care of the revolutionary students and teachers and the Red Guards from all parts of the country. Waving cold winds, the leading comrades from the party center rode slowly in open cars to make the rounds of the spacious Peking Workers' Stadium to receive the commanders and fighters of the People's Liberation Army, who waved a red booklet of quotations from Chairman Mao Zedong and cheered fervently, "Long live Chairman Mao! Long live the great invincible sword of Mao Zedong!" Comrade Xiao Hua, director of the General Political Department of the Chinese People's Liberation Army, spoke first at the meeting. On behalf of Comrade Lin Biao, the Military Commissioner of the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party, and the General Department of the PLA, he extended warm regards to all those present. Comrade Xiao Hua said, "You have triumphantly fulfilled the glorious task entrusted to you by our great teacher, great leader, great supreme commander, and great huntsman, Chairman Mao. In the revolutionary spirit of selflessness and with full revolutionary enthusiasm, you worked very well in taking care of Chairman Mao's gift." Comrade Zhang Jing, first deputy leader of the Cultural Revolution Group under the party's Central Committee, then took the floor. With great warmth, she extended a proletarian revolutionary salute to the revolutionary commanders in office. She said, "Chairman Mao sends you best regards. All of you must want to know how Chairman Mao is. I assure you that he is in very good health. At that moment, from the south, their side, long the chin and mouth, a long, long life to him. Comrade Johnson said, "You have done a great deal in the great proletarian cultural revolution to serve the young Red Guard fighters, enabling revolutionary students and teachers from all parts of the country to see Chen and Mao and his great comrade in arms, Comrade Ming Dao, and the comrade Zhou Enlai and other responsible comrades from the party center. You have done an excellent job. You are an invincible force. This is because you are a people's army armed with Marxism-Leninism, Mao Zedong's thought." Comrade Chen Bo Da, standing committee member of the political bureau of the Party Central Committee and a leader of the Cultural Revolution Group under the Central Committee, addressed the meeting. He commended the work of looking after the more than 10 million revolutionary students and teachers who came to Peking in the past few months to be received by the great leader Chen Bo Da. He said, "You have worked very well, and you are worthy of the name of soldiers of the great Chairman Mao. Your actions are in keeping with the high honor of the great Chinese People's Liberation Army. You have truly carried out the army's aim of serving the people as set by Chairman Mao. You are worthy of the name of a people's army of the proletariat." Comrade Chen Bo Da continued, "There has never been an army like yours in the history of the world. With an army like yours, which is armed with multiple swords, we are invincible. Facing you, all enemies, whether imperialists or revisionists, or ghosts and monsters, will be smashed. Yet by Chen Bo Da and Comrade Ming Dao, you have come to understand the true meaning of serving the people. On this point, we want to learn from you. We are your students. As students, we hope to march forward with you, the teachers." His speech was lit by a prolonged stormy ovation. Comrade Zhou Enlai, member of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the Party Central Committee and the Premier of the State Council, spoke amidst a stormy applause. "On behalf of the great leader Chairman Mao and his close comrade in arms, Comrade Ming Biao, and on behalf of the Party Central Committee and the State Council, Comrade Zhou Enlai extended cordial regards to all who took part in the reception work." He said, "Chairman Mao has said that you have worked very well in the present great proletarian cultural revolution. First of all," Comrade Zhou Enlai continued, "you have done very well in learning from the masses. You have looked after the revolutionary students and teachers from all over the country who were received by Chairman Mao. The present great cultural revolution, personally led by Chairman Mao, has unfolded vigorously and has no parallel in history. Every one of us must learn from the masses. You have had personal contact with men revolutionary young fighters and have learned from their spirit of daring to think, to speak, to break new ground, to make revolution in the world." Comrade Zhou Enlai added, "You are very good propagandists of multiple sorts. You are very good at the live study and application of Chairman Mao's work and at doing propaganda work among the broad masses of the revolutionary students and teachers. You have helped to train the revolutionary young fighters to welcome them and send them off. This was very busy, heavy, and detailed work. It was actually a grand rehearsal in serving the people. You have worked to defend the great cultural revolution, which drew a great number of revolutionary students and teachers to Peking. At the peak, there were more than 3 million revolutionary students and teachers in Peking, and yet order was very good. This has given our people and our foreign friends a very deep impression, and has demonstrated the great and unparalleled strength of the Chinese people under the guidance of Mao Zedong's troops. In conclusion, Comrade Zhou Enlai says, the situation in our great proletarian cultural revolution is excellent. The great proletarian cultural revolution is forging ahead vigorously and extensively. However, it has not been smooth sailing with no resistance. In fact, the handful of people in authority who are taking the capitalist road and all mounts to them go will never accept that defeat lying down and will always struggle desperately. We must keep our eyes open and while practicing the big democracy of the proletariat, strengthen the dictatorship of the proletariat. We must rely on the masses to catch hold of and overthrow the counter-revolutionaries who dare to sabotage the Cultural Revolution. The current Great Proletarian Cultural Revolution, personally initiated and led by our great leader Chairman Mao, has inspired the revolutionary people not only of China, but also of the whole world. It has scared out of the West the hidden counter-revolutionaries in China, and also the imperialists, the modern revisionists, and all reactionaries in the world. After the speeches, the leading comrades from the party center went to the peasant workers' indoor stadium to extend their warm greetings to the more than 10,000 functionaries of the Central and People Municipal Party and the government organizations who took part in the reception work. Among the leading comrades from the party center and various departments who received the armament and the functionaries were Tai Zhu, Tang Sheng, Li Fuchun, Chen Yi, Li Xianlian, Tan Jinlin, Xie Fuzhi, Liu Ningyi, Yang Chengwu, Wu Zhe, and others. Wednesday's speaking papers give wide coverage to articles, reference material, and pictures in honor of the 27th anniversary of the publication of Chairman Mao Zedong's article in memory of Norman Bashir. The article was written on December 21st, 1939. The People's Daily devotes one full page to episodes in the last 2 years of Dr. Bashir's life, which was spent in China. Coupled with the text is a series of pictures. At the head of the page is a passage from Chairman Mao's article, Comrade Bashir's credit, that utter devotion to others without any sort of self, was shown in his boundless sense of responsibility in his work and his boundless warm-heartedness for his own comrades and the people. Every communist must learn from him. Both the Liberation Army Daily and the Guangdong Daily published a comprehensive reference material for the study of the article in memory of Norman Bashir. The editor's note points out, but Chairman Mao's three brilliant articles in memory of Norman Bashir, Spare the People, and The Foolish Old Man Who Removed the Mountain are the most essential readings for all revolutionaries who are engaged in establishing their proletarian ground outlook. For over 20 years, the profound ideas put forward in these articles have exerted an immeasurable great influence in transforming the people's mental outlook, in rearing a new communist generation, and in promoting the revolution of the people. The Liberation Army Daily also devotes a full page to pictures about Norman Bashir's life, under the banner headline, Learn from Bashir's Great Communist Trip. In a specially designed box, the paper quotes a passage from Chairman Mao's article reading, we must all learn the spirit of absolute selflessness from him. With this spirit, everyone can be very useful to the people. A man's ability may be great or small, but if he has this spirit, he is already noble-minded and pure, a man of moral integrity and above vulgar interest. A man who is of value to the people. You are listening to the news from Radio 3. Vice Premier and Minister of National Defense, Ming Biao, has extended the warmest congratulations to the 22nd anniversary of the founding of the Vietnam People's Army. In a message for General Vu Nguyen Duc, Vice Premier and Minister of National Defense of the Vietnam Democratic Republic on Wednesday, Vice Premier Ling Biao reaffirmed, "The Chinese people and the Chinese People's Liberation Army, armed with multiple swords, have consistently and resolutely supported the Vietnamese people in their struggle against U.S. aggression and for national salvation. They have long made up their minds that fearing no sacrifices, they are ready at all times to fight together with the fraternal Vietnamese people and their army to defeat U.S. aggression, until the U.S. forces are driven out of Vietnam totally and completely." The message says, "The heroic Vietnamese people and their army, under the wise leadership of the Vietnam Workers' Party, headed by President Ho Chi Minh, have continuously dealt heavy blows at U.S. aggressors and scored brilliant victories one after another in their great struggle against U.S. aggression and for national salvation." The message pointed out that the Vietnamese people's struggle has entered a crucial period, and a final victory will come after this stretch of arduous road is crossed. The message said, "The Chinese people and the Chinese People's Liberation Army express their greatest indignation and strongly condemn U.S. imperialism's recent monstrous crime of bombing Hanoi, capital of the Vietnam Democratic Republic. This barbarous act of the U.S. imperialists is an important component part of the peace talks front, which they are pushing through in collision with their accomplices, and it is also an indication that their final defeat in the aggression against Vietnam is soon approaching." The message stressed that no matter how U.S. imperialism escalates this war, no matter how it plays its peace talks framework, and no matter how energetically its lackeys and accomplices work in its service, the heroic Vietnamese army and people can never be deceived or come. U.S. imperialism's doomed failure in Vietnam is irretrievable. The message expressed the conviction that the heroic Vietnamese people can certainly break through all difficulties and obstacles, bring into full play the inexhaustible strength of people's will, finally defeat the U.S. aggressors, and accomplish a great just cause of reunifying their fatherland. The U.S. imperialist frantic bombing of Hanoi and the Chinese embassy there has been strongly condemned by more than 1,000 Chinese revolutionary students and teachers and Red Guards now on the Long March journey when they heard the news while passing by Yuzhi in Shanxi province. They shouted with one voice, "We Red Guards won't stand for the bluffery of the U.S. imperialists. We will bury imperialism during our lifetime." These revolutionary students and teachers and Red Guards, in their joint meeting and demonstration on Sunday to support Vietnam against U.S. imperialism, voiced their resolute support for the statement of the Chinese government, wrongfully condemned the heinous crimes of the U.S. imperialists, and castigated the Soviet revisionist leading group, renegades who pretend to support Vietnam, but actually betrayed. They said at a meeting, "We revolutionary students and teachers and Red Guards will not tolerate U.S. imperialism's flagrant bullying of the Chinese people. We will say 1,000 times and 10,000 times, we will not tolerate it." They said that a great proletarian cultural revolution now unfolding in depth in China is the most fundamental, the most extensive, and the most powerful war to come. Should U.S. imperialism dare to fan the flames of war, it will surely be buried in the vast sea of people's war. A letter pledging the determination of the Red Guards was passed unanimously at the meeting to be sent to Chairman Mao and the Party Central Committee. The letter says, "Our most honored and most beloved great leader, Chairman Mao, is our Red Commander, while we are faithful young Red Fighters of Chairman Mao and reserves of the PLA. Should Chairman Mao get the order, and should the Vietnamese people need it, we will immediately go to the front to aid Vietnam in the fight against U.S. imperialism. We are determined to bury imperialism during our lifetime and gain a new red world. Our Bainan Party and state leaders, the Angel Hooker, Healthy Industry, and Norfolk City, have heartily greeted the 6th anniversary of the founding of the South Vietnam National Front Collaboration. They sent a message on Monday to Nguyen Phu Thuc, President of the Presidium of the Front Central Committee. The message says, "The South Vietnamese people, under the correct leadership of the Central Committee of the South Vietnam National Front Collaboration, have achieved a brilliant victory in the struggle against the U.S. imperialist aggressors of the history. They have become a noble example inspiring the revolutionary people of the whole world." The message points out that the peace talks activities plotted by the U.S. imperialists and their lackeys are nothing but a kind of trick and scheme designed to cover up their stepped-up measures to extend their war of aggression against Vietnam. However, the fraternal Vietnamese people will stick to their side and not be fooled by the enemy's conscriptive propaganda." The message says that the Albanian people, the Albanian party leader, and the Albanian government have given and will always give firm support to the Vietnamese people in their just struggle against U.S. imperialism and the Saigon Party. The Political Bureau of the Belgian Communist Party issued a communique recently, strongly condemning the U.S. imperialist wanton bombing of Hanoi and the Chinese embassy. The communique declared that the Belgian Communist Party has stood persistently and firmly on the side of the Vietnamese people and unceasingly exposed the U.S. imperialists and their accomplices who are constantly carrying on aggression against the people of the world. The communique says that it is necessary to roundly denounce the revolutionary leading fleet of the Soviet Union and its agents in Belgium and elsewhere because they impede all kinds of the maneuvers that the cooperation with leading governments to bring the Vietnamese people to submission. It turns out that U.S. imperialism is attempting to intimidate the world people with war methods, even threatening to launch aggression against China and to launch a world war. Therefore, in order to win world peace, it is necessary to raise struggle against U.S. aggression and its supporters. The community also condemned the Belgian government for its role as an accomplice of the U.S. in its war of aggression in Vietnam and demanded that the U.S. imperialists can get out of Vietnam and Belgium. You are listening to the news from Radio Peking. The director of the Foreign Affairs Bureau of the Guangdong Provincial People's Council on December 19th authorized a Ke Chun-Ting, manager of the Nanzong Trading Company of Macau, to make a representation to Jose Nogueira de Carvalho, the Portuguese governor of Macau, on the handling of the serious case of the barbarous massacre and persecution of Chinese compatriots in Macau by the Portuguese authorities. It contains the following points. 1. Immediately and without reservation, to implement the four-point preparation put forward in the statement that the Director of the Foreign Affairs Bureau of the Guangdong Provincial People's Council was authorized to make on December 9th, and a six-point demand raised by the representatives of Chinese compatriots from all walks of life in Macau on December 10th. Within 72 hours, he sent a representative to hold talks with the representative of the Foreign Affairs Bureau of Guangdong Province and to present concrete measures to him on how to implement the four-point proposition. 3. To turn over within 48 hours to those authorized by the Foreign Affairs Bureau of the Guangdong Province the 7 agents of the Zhangde Shijian, whom the Portuguese authorities of Macau by intruding into Chinese waters in June 1963 snatched away, and all the materials related to them. The Portuguese authorities in Macau were compelled to return to China, given the special meetings of the Zhangde Shijian on Tuesday morning within the time limit set by the Director of the Foreign Affairs Bureau of the Guangdong Provincial People's Party. This was done in accordance with one of the conditions put forward in a December 9th statement by the Director of the Foreign Affairs Bureau of the Guangdong Provincial People's Party. These seven special agents were snatched away by the Portuguese authorities in Macau in June 1966 by intruding into Chinese waters. It represents a preliminary victory as a result of the angry demonstration by the Chinese people and Red Cross, and the veteran struggle raised by patriotic Chinese contractors in China. The Chinese people are closely following the future actions of the Portuguese authorities in Macau. Now, here again are the headlines of the same people. In Vietnam, leading comrades of the Central Chinese Army in a very department received on Monday afternoon more than 100,000 commanding officials of the Chinese People's Liberation Army and the party of the government functionaries who took part in taking care of the residents of the student and teachers on the Red Cross from all parts of the country. Wednesday's speaking press marks the 27th anniversary of the publication of General Mao Zedong's article in memory of Norman Rockwell. Vice Premier and Minister of National Defense, Li Jiao, has extended a warmest congratulations to the 22nd anniversary of the founding of the Vietnam People's Army. The U.S. Imperial Assembly bombing of Hanoi and the Chinese embassy there has been strongly condemned by Chinese revolutionary students and teachers and Red Cross now on the Long March journey. Our Albanian party and state leaders heartily greeted the 6th anniversary of the South Vietnam National Front celebration in the message to President Zelensky Trump. The political bureau of the Belgian Communist Party issued a communique recently strongly condemning the U.S. imperialist wanton bombing of Hanoi and the Chinese embassy. The Foreign Affairs Bureau of Guangdong Province has notified the Portuguese authorities in Macau to implement without reservations and within the time limit the four-point proposition put forward in the Bureau's statement. And that is the end of the news.
We now invite you to listen to a popular Chinese song called The Children of China and Vietnam Fight Side by Side. It versions the full support of the Chinese people for the heroic Vietnamese people, and expresses our firm determination to struggle alongside them against U.S. authority until complete victory is won.
Thank you.
song is entitled The Temple of China and Vietnam by Chiang Kai-shek. You are listening to Living in the Truth. Thank you.